In Baghdad, President Bush's speech got mixed reviews from those who got to hear it. Many city residents only learned of the speech today. And with electricity still out in much of the Iraqi capital, even those who wanted to hear what the president was saying had to rely on battery-powered radios. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
There's a sense of ambivalence here about the promises and pledges that come from Washington. Iraqis who listened to shortwave radio broadcasts before the war were under the impression that with liberation would come instant democracy, overnight prosperity, and rapid progress. People here, fed on a diet of American soap operas and Hollywood films for years, somehow expected J.R. Ewing to ride up and build a South Fork ranch for each and every person. But Dallas, this is not. Post-Saddam Baghdad is closer to Kabul. We asked 53-year-old Nabil Ibrahim what he thought of the president's speech last night.
The problem was that just as the speech was starting, the power went out, so I couldn't watch it, and I don't have a radio.
No luck there, but nearby at a small shop selling trinkets, 28-year-old Zaid al-Magadishi said he watched it and wasn't particularly inspired.
He don't do anything. We listened to him before. He say, I will do, but nothing do for us.
It's a reflection of the strange sort of contradiction that exists here in Baghdad and all over the country. The overwhelming majority of Iraqis are grateful that Saddam Hussein was ousted, but those same people reserve some of their most bitter criticism for the American administration. The Gallup firm conducted a poll in Baghdad last month. It's impossible to carry out a scientific survey in a city with no telephone network and no proper census records. Nevertheless, Gallup found that nearly two-thirds of the city's residents believe the hardships they now face was a price worth paying for the ouster of Saddam Hussein. At the same time, President Bush is about half as popular among the people here as is French President Jacques Chirac. Chirac is promoting a faster transition towards Iraqi sovereignty. 24-year-old Saif Azar, a student at Baghdad University, said last night's speech left him frustrated.
I think he says something, I think that he's very liar about, he says, I can now provide a safety, so I'm building some hospital. I live in this situation, so I can't believe it.
Nearby, 23-year-old Asien Alawi was rushing to class, but stopped to make this observation.
Why does President Bush say Iraq is now the center of fight against terrorism? Before this war, we didn't have terrorism here. He brought us the terrorism. He allowed the foreign terrorists to come into our country.
Not all the city's residents were so down on the president. Vian Jaburi, a gallery owner on the west side of Baghdad, said the people are far too impatient.
Of course the Americans are working for us. We don't have enough patience. We lived under dictators for 35 years and we want things to change overnight, but it can't happen that way.
Thank God for President Bush, she added. He helped us get out of this bad situation in Iraq. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.